This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 9:10 Hope Day.
No, it's not.
It's not.
You're not even here.
I'm here. My iPad just s'd the bed, so.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm in the waiting room, Bryn, if you want to let me in now.
You're in.
I'm sure it's just going to duck out again. Every time I sign on, it just goes black.
Oh,
it
dear.
Hates me. There we go. Hold on.
Your
Hang
iPad
on.
Hates you. That's
it
weird.
Does. It's just really, it's saying a big middle finger to me all morning. How's that? I'm back.
That's what my iPad's been doing, too.
Huh, that's weird. So, I think I'm going to reset it. How do I do that?
I just turned it off and then... Reset it, and then I deleted the app, but it still didn't work for me, so we'll see.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, who cares?
Yeah.
We'll work it out.
Yeah.
Nobody
still
dies.
Here.
Still here. Yep. What are the people saying, Vin?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I don't know what we did right at the end of our break that brought up these questions, but I'll read them, and Sarah, you can handle them however you'd like. 408 says... Vinny, please ask, do Sarah's parents believe that Biden legitimately won the election?
I'm going to say something basically about any and all questions about politics. I don't talk to my mom and dad about that. So I don't have an answer and I don't know. And the only way I can have them in my life is to not know their thoughts on this kind of crap. What am I supposed to do? You know, I got it. They're always going to be my parents.
The very next one says, Vinny, please ask Sarah if her sons voted.
They voted.
510 says, damn, Sarah, hopefully Hooman didn't hear that olive jab.
It wouldn't be the first olive jab he's ever heard from me. So I'm a terrible friend. I mean,
any of
you guys can vouch for that, right? I look for your weaknesses and take a bat to them.
No, actually, where Hooman's concerned, you couldn't be a better friend. I've never seen anyone defend that guy like you do.
Well, I love him. You know, that's right. The thing. I jab and defend. Jab and defend.
No, I mean, I've actually seen management go like, this guy. And then you're like, no.
Not that guy.
I'm keeping him. Nope. No. Doesn't matter.
He's my guy.
Right.
Who else am I going to jab? There's no one else. If only there was someone else I could jab. My thing died again. Okay. F you, iPad.
Diapers, Sarah. Diapers.
What about them?
I'm going to use one when I go winter fishing. So they're saying you don't have to worry about the concert and the going to the bathroom. You can just wear diapers.
Yeah, you can just wear diapers.
415, and yet we still don't have a cure for cancer, but somehow we pull a vaccine out of nowhere. Well, I think the two things are very different, but I agree, though, that I'd love to see it, you know, something fix that problem as well.
That
sure. First thing I'd do is start smoking again immediately. Wouldn't you?
You would?
Wouldn't you?
No.
Okay.
That's so funny.
So
if
suddenly
they can cure
you can
the
smoke
thing you
and
got,
you won't get sick from it, and you're saying that you wouldn't go right back to it?
It's not, to me, smoking, I was never, I mean, I suppose I should have been, but I was never worried about lung cancer. It was more that it, you know, the coughing and the, and the burping and the, and just the throat damage. Like, I can sing so much better when I don't smoke.
All right.
Yeah, I it wasn't really bad. And just, you know, you smell bad. Like, the people in my life were so relieved when I was no longer smoking.
It is smelly, no doubt.
Yeah. Ooh. And expensive. I mean.
Oh, but come on. The after dinner ciggy? I mean.
I know. Mm-hmm. Don't get me started.
Come
on. Smoking, I loved smoking. I hate to say it, but I loved it. And that's
during
because.
During coffee?
And in, right that. When you get in the car. Right when you wake up in the morning. Mm.
I mean, I don't even put the keys in the car before I put my cig in my mouth. Come on. You're like, it's the first thing you do, right?
The first thing. Before right. the doors even close behind you, you're fishing in your purse.
Right.
Or your merce for your pack of cigs.
Well, right. Anyway, good morning. I got a notice yesterday. Bottle Rock has changed to September Labor Day weekend next year. It will now clash with Burning Man. I'd like to. Oh boy. I don't know where this one ends up. So sorry, but that's I'd like to go to both events is what I think they're trying to say. Well, you got to choose. That's all. I mean, I would go to Bottle Rock, but who doesn't want to do LSD in the desert? Oh, me, right? I don't.
Yeah, it's not for everyone. I mean, I would like to. I mean, there is a part of me that would want to go, but
to Burning Man.
To Burning Man, but
well,
yeah,
you should go and you should take LSD.
No,
and you should run around
LSD
in the desert
that's
naked
ridiculous.
With your husband.
No,
he loved it. Stop obviously,
it. He did love it. Oh, my
he did.
Bryn, I'm trying to get on the Zoom through my computer.
Okay, it's all right.
It's weird. You're just gone.
I think I'm back. Look, it says my name really big. Unmute your speaker. I don't want to do that. Let me start my video. There we go. Oh, that's not a good look. Hold on a second here. Can I zoom that thing? That sucks. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, don't worry.
God, I look so much better on my iPad.
This is just for us.
I don't like
you
it.
Look great.
I'm all sitting. I'm like Jabba the Hutt over here.
Well.
Don't make me
510
make
says, I
that.
Love this, Sarah. Is this Sarah before 1 week off?
This is just Sarah, you guys. I don't understand I don't know what
Sarah
knew about this. But thanks for noticing, you know, me. Thanks. It's nice to be noticed. Oh boy!
This one's
hate this. I'm leaving this.
No, don't
you
leave.
Need to
what
stay
are you
right
doing?
There.
We're talking to you, Sarah.
Yeah, you're screwing me completely
don't
up.
Be all weird.
You'll be fine. I think you'll live. Hold on, I'm gonna get on.
Okay.
Here we go. Gotta get off of this.
510 says, if that's true, Vinny. If that's true, Vinny would be living in Texas. No, I. There's no. Well, I guess you could say there are some people that surf in Texas. I think they actually ride the wakes of oil barges or something, but I don't think that's, yeah. I wouldn't live in Texas, no.
And the Gulf, I mean, I'm sure there are waves, but the Gulf isn't really known for its waves.
No, it's not. I used to crave the red wine vinegar juice from Kalimantan olives and dipped popcorn into it. Delicious.
Mm.
This is, I guess, pregnancy cravings?
I guess so. I'll eat a Kalamata olive any day, though.
The Vlasic stork used to drive a bundle of pickles in commercials in the 70s and 80s. They would fly the jar in a blanket.
Oh.
I guess they've just gotten
less blatant
about
it. Oh, I see. Like
it.
They're delivering the
right.
them as though they were delivering a baby. Got it. All right. Okay.
I just watched an episode of I Love Lucy where she had cravings. Ice cream topped with sardines and chocolate sauce.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
Did you have anything gross like that?
No, I had more aversions. I could not be around chicken.
Oh.
But other than that, I would eat anything. You know me. I'm a good little eater.
Please keep using Maria Athens to wish us a happy day. It makes me laugh every time.
Every single
have
time.
Have a great Wednesday. You motherfucker.
God, she's great. She's
great. Oh, dear. Some of these are just in pieces. Honestly, we got to re-announce. You can't send us these long texts. They just break up into... There's no way to find them or put them back together. I told my mom I was physically uncomfortable when I was pregnant. She told me how she had my dad sit on the counter and took... helped him out. Good times.
Oh, goodness.
Oh.
See, there's a nice lady. There's no baby in your throat, like I said earlier. There's no reason to you gotta...
You're talking to the wrong people. You need to call Meghan Trainor.
Oh, all right.
You need to let
And then 415
says... You need
says,
to let it go.
It's not the secret show, Vinny.
Yeah, Vinny.
All right.
408 says, hey, I have a fun idea for a break. Let's recreate the list from scratch. I bet even listeners can contribute. Doesn't that sound fun, Vin?
How did you get a hold of the text?
I don't know.
Sarah.
Nicole!
What? Nicole?
Nicole!
No, that was Bryn. They texted in twice and asked Bryn to send it.
Must have been Bryn.
What?
Yeah, they did.
Well,
Bryn!
Don't throw me under the bus, all right?
I'll tell you one thing. Here. It wasn't me. You are framed. Wasn't me.
No, I already gave her that list and she lost it. I'm not giving her another list to lose.
Listeners could make their own list and recap that and we'll just go through each one.
When I was pregnant with my first, I wanted sex all day, every day, says 707.
Nice.
That's nice. Oh, 415 says Mariah was in Precious too. She was actually really good.
She was actually. She was fine in that. She played like a social worker.
Yeah, I didn't see Precious, but I remember her getting good reviews from that. And that movie did well, like got Academy Awards, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
What's her name? Sibide?
Gaborni Sibide?
Something like that.
Gaborni Sibide. Something like that.
I didn't even see the movie. I just remember her being...
It was great. It's heartbreaking.
...a standout star from that movie. Dave Matthews Band always plays the Gorge in Washington on Labor Day weekend, so they won't. Oh, and I lost the rest.
Labor
of it.
Dave.
They won't be at Bottle Rock, and neither will I now. Oh, so they're not doing Bottle Rock? What?
I saw those. I saw Red Hot Chili Peppers, Dave Matthews Band, Stevie Nicks on the list for the piece that was written about Bottle Rock moving to Labor Day weekend 2021. That is all I can tell you. I have no confirmation on any of that.
Well, they're saying as Dave Matthews fans that he will not be there.
Okay.
Because he does his show
down.
At the Gorge.
Listen, the world's upside down. You don't know.
Right.
Maybe
he may have a contractual obligation to be in Napa. You know? One of those things where you go, what I want to do is this, but I'm doing that.
I guess I'm doing this other thing. As long as I get paid and we get to play
that's
shows.
That's how that goes sometimes. Sarah, can Slappy Stuff do a tutorial on satin edging for crochet blankets, please? I'm needing some help with my current project.
All right, I'll try and do that. It was honestly, I just flew by the seat of my pants and figured it out. I bought satin edging. I typed in satin baby blanket edging. So you could start there and just sew it on. Oh, the corners sucked. You'll see. Don't look too closely at it, Vin. Just hand it to the kid and look away.
I used to work with a lady who would loudly boast about how she could kill her diabetic husband, and after a scandalous, ugly breakup, he died exactly that way. Happened just before the divorce. Would have been final. And she got everything instead of very little.
Well, then she obviously killed him.
I don't know.
Well, that's the thing, you know. That's why I can't go on hikes with people. Because if anything was to happen to someone that I was hiking with, obviously, even if I never got accused of it, people would be saying it. Behind my back, oh, she murdered that guy. It would be. That was what I should have never said it out loud. Now I can't really use it as a death. You know, I can't murder someone that way. You couldn't be safer with me on a hike. I'd never murder you that way because I've ruined it for myself. So let's go for a hike, Vin. What do you say?
No, thanks. I'm going to pass.
It'll be fun. Just me and you walking through the woods along a cliffside. You feel so safe because I could never do it that way.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
A lot of people wrote in and said the movie we were talking about is Love and Drugs or Love and Other Drugs, blah, blah, blah. It was one of those random references I shouldn't have even made since I've seen the movie.
But you totally called it. And I saw the movie and I had no idea that it had anything to do with Viagra. That's so funny.
You saw the movie?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's why I said it. It's about... I didn't know it was about drugs at all. It was about this woman and her steady decline into the abyss.
Federal Reserve Bank in L.A. has pallets of cash. So does the one in San Francisco. Been on the employee tour and saw it. So impressive.
Ooh.
That sounds fun.
It does sound fun.
A lot of people wrote in the colored foods and what it does to your twos. And so...
Like what?
I'm going to spare it. Well, all right. Fresh asparagus makes it green.
Oh.
Blueberries make it green. One of my kids loves blueberries, so it's been tested repeatedly.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember like grape soda and grape Kool-Aid would turn it green. I don't know anything else, other stuff.
Yuck.
My four-year-old brags about his number two all the time, especially super, oh boy. Especially long ones. He also demands me take a picture for his dad.
Oh, like to send to dad at work? Well, that's sure. Fun. Sure. Look, kids are proud when they make something. It's like, what do you want to do with that thing? Do you hang it on the fridge? I mean, with all your other creations?
Someone else wrote in, where's Yuzette when we need her?
She would definitely have cut that off. No question. No question about it. Shut that down.
Sarah's right, Vinny. Show Christina more affection. You don't know. I'm full of affection all of the time.
Are you, though?
I am.
I've met you.
You don't know. You. You don't know.
Okay. You say.
Let's see. Dan Levy. Look up the quote his mom said after Bleeps Creek was over and winning awards. It's the sweetest. And then they don't tell us what it is. So
well, I guess she wants us to look it up.
Really do have to look it up.
Brynn, you looking that up right now?
Yeah, huh? I'm looking it up.
Huh?
A lot of people wrote in about the modeling, acting, photo shoot scam, whole...
right. Barbizon.
They wrote in a million studio. Names. Yeah, I mean, there's Barbizon. There's, let's see here. There were John Powers. There's a bunch of them, and you know, whatever. I it's sad, but that's something that was happening out there quite a bit, actually.
Here's the quote from the night of the finale. Dan Levy's mom, Barbara Devine, tweeted congratulations to her son, writing, "Today, I regret every single second of worry back in the uninformed 80s, wondering how the world was going to treat my brilliant little boy who loved to twirl."
Aww.
Oh my God, that's so beautiful. Oh.
And on that, we'll be back after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Have a great hump day, you bunch of great people out
nice
there.
People.
Great Wednesday. You mother.
Yeah, Maria.
Right.
Super fun show today. It stopped raining at my house, although it's completely soaked out there. But you promised us a sunny weekend, right, Vinny? And all sunny all next week.
That's the word. It's going to clear up. So let's get through today. And, you know, we did need the rain, so that's sure. All good. I like it after a rain, too. Everything's clean.
Mm-hmm.
Feels good.
Yeah. Well, we had a lot of ash. I think a lot of people will be surprised by how clean everything looks. With the rain giving it a little bit of a rinse. Mm-hmm. Well, look, have a great day. Enjoy it as much as you possibly can. It's all downhill to Friday from here, and we'll check you tomorrow. Don't forget, Jane is on this afternoon. She does a great show every day, and you should stream us all day long, all the time, 24/7. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.